Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been doing radio now for well over a decade, which is why I'm so good. Anyway, I don't know why that egotistical side of me just comes out like that with these Tourette-like outbursts. He's so pretty! Anyway, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I've been doing this well over a decade, and I can honestly tell you that I have never seen this much hot news in any one time. There's been lots of news. And there have been times when it was just an absolute smorgasbord of things to consider. It was like, what? Where'd this come from? Amazing stuff. Scandal on top of scandal during the Obama administration. I mean, I could go on. And many times I went, wow. I have never, ever felt this much great news coming for conservatives. For people seeking the truth at one single time. And it certainly makes you wonder when you wake up and there's this much news, and it makes me remember the statement about being bombarded with news that Barack Obama made. And here's that statement.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
So that's Barack Obama telling you what the left does, how it tries to do exactly what he just said, flood the public square with raw sewage, enough dirt to where you can't make out the truth from the lie. Again, glad you guys are here. Going to be talking about the Biden family, who has got lots of problems brewing. And it's well past time. And by the way, I'm going to be talking about misinformation tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about January 6th stuff. And both of these things, when I'm talking about this, both of these things are going to blow your mind in terms of how we've been manipulated going forward. I mean, it's been going on a long time, but certainly with Obama, the left felt like they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want. And I'm telling you, you will know with 100% certainty what you already know with 100% certainty, that these people are lying crooks and skanks. So, as I mentioned, so much information. What do we have pending? January 6th. Completely being exposed. We've watched orchestration videos with Pelosi. They had a video crew from Hollywood filming this stuff. They were trying to make history and make movies about it as they were lying to us about January 6th. Let me ask you. I know there are people out there that are election deniers like myself. Do you honestly believe that Mike Pence and any of these people truly believe, certainly at this point, that J6 was legit? If you're still saying J6 was a legitimate insurrection or riot, you are a first-class freaking moron, and you deserve to have somebody tell that to you to your face. If you believe that Joe Biden won this election, the 2020 election, without any cheating, you are a first-class moron, and you should have somebody tell it to your face. Now, there are people,
well, Kevin, I mean, they're still there.
Shut up. Just shut the hell up. You don't know what you're talking about. If you don't believe the two things I just said, you're an idiot. And you don't even deserve to be in the conversation. And it isn't me trying to, I'm so much smarter than you. I'm sure there are things you are good at. This ain't it. Flood the public square with enough raw sewage, enough dirt, where people won't know what to think. How many ways can we prove to you that the left have done this? January 6th, one of major examples. What have we come off of? What are we on the heels of? We found out that the China virus originated in China. I know, shocker. And what did the Democrats do? They worked feverishly to keep us from essentially validating what we already know. Don't let them know that they're right. Just stop it. Don't. Wuhan virus. You can't say that. You're xenophobic if you say Chinese. Stop Asian hate. Please leave the Asians alone. From what? So what? It was a lab leak. Whatever it was. Tell us what it is. But what did they do? They milked us for trillions of dollars. Look, rehab. I get it. We're rehashing. Rehashing. I'm thinking of Hunter. Because we're going to get to him in a bit. What have they lied about and what have they covered up? We want to get to the bottom of this election integrity. What have they done? Everything to obfuscate it. They fought it in court at every battle. Try to get people, dead people off of the rolls, the voter rolls. Watch what leftists do. They fight it. Why would you fight to get dead people off the voter rolls? You fight it for it because you want to use their vote. We know it. So anyway, J6 pending, we got them dead to rights. I'm going to cover it, as I said, in a few days. Dead to rights we have these people. No, there is no question in anybody's mind. Project Veritas videos with the New York Times stating it. Twitter files. Nancy Pelosi on video. Other people on video talking about this. Videos that have been released that should have been released 26 months ago. That they're like, well, it was a matter of national security. Liar. You're just a liar. The matter of national security is what you did to make Americans believe that we... By the way, let me say this. They were orchestrating to where they never wanted another march on D.C. ever. They say it with their own voices. That's what they say. These people are scoundrels to their rotten core. And we must, it is our duty to stop them. What else? Bank failures. Who could have predicted that? Well, if you listen to my show the other day, the FDIC and about everybody else that was looking at these banks, the same people who could have predicted that FTX was going to fall because it was being led by a kid who, I don't know, for all intents and purposes, picked his boogers and ate them at lunchtime. This is the clown. These are the clowns that leftists want to call amazing people. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before, there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden, this Biden, did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start at all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
Where should you begin? At the beginning. So we begin at the beginning before Joe Biden was cheated into office, and you know who he was blaming for Hunter's laptop? He was blaming Donald Trump. Blaming the Russians and saying Donald Trump is the one who did it. It's all made up. It's just Trump fabrication. And what did it turn out to be? A big fat lie. But before I validate what you already know, which is it is a big fat lie, let's play, and you've heard this before on this program and others, but let's play what the media was saying about this big fat lie and these 51 intelligence experts who validated it. Because we still want answers on that. If I were sitting on some congressional committee, I'd bring all those stooges in and say, defend yourselves. But here's the clip.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Welcome back, folks. So, let's debunk the laptop first. Here's Jesse Waters talking about how CBS finally admitted, you know what? It wasn't Russian misinformation. The 51 people who, intelligence officers, former intelligence officers, who said they vetted the laptop situation. Well, it turns out none of these experts were right. And here, it turns out it was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Wait, CBS, you're telling me Hunter's laptop's real now? And Joe Biden's a big guy. I thought this was just one big conspiracy theory. Well, Primetime reached out to Leslie Stahl at CBS and asked her if she'd be apologizing to the former president for insisting the laptop couldn't be verified. And we haven't heard back. I'm starting to realize Democrat October surprises are all hoaxes and Republican October surprises are all true. You just have to wait until after the election to find out. And to have a free and fair election, you kind of need to know the truth before the election. That way voters can make an honest assessment and not have any regrets.
Well, there you have it, folks. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to unravel every one of the lies that the Democrats have told. Now, I want you to keep all of this into proper perspective. Everything the Democrats have told you about fake news, inflation, the end of democracy, there was no voter fraud, Fauci is the greatest guy ever, the Republicans are full of conspiracy theories, and so on, will all be proven to be nothing more than lies and propaganda spread by the left, the people who wanted to be in charge of misinformation, which I'm going to talk a lot about tomorrow. So,
Where do you want to start? We began at the beginning. Is Hunter Biden telling the truth or not? Was the laptop his, yes or no? Of course it's his. Did Hunter profiteer from his father and the business dealings that he did overseas with China, Ukraine, Russia, and who knows what else? Of course he did. What else did he have to offer? Do you really need to go beyond common sense, or do you want me to break it down for you? This, and for the record, this entire show, I will prove all this, but I want you to understand that I know the Biden family woes. And make no mistake about it. I will give you irrefutable proof. Some people go, well, Kevin, it's really circumstantial. Okay, it'll be overwhelmingly circumstantial. It will be in the multi-trillions it would be like the forming of the universe or the forming of this solar system. It will be impossible for you not to believe in what I'm giving you here. So you will be armed with information that will make you refute anything that the left says. I'm excited because we have the clips. I'm looking at this setup of clips my producers have put together, and I'm going, how could you? I don't need to say anymore, to be honest with you. I feel like trying to convince you is overselling. There's a saying in sales, learn when to stop selling. Learn when to just shut up and be okay with the silence. Anyway, the Biden family is crooked. The Democrats associated with them are crooked. And they are so afraid right now. And as I go back and look at all the news, January 6th, okay, that's not the latest. The latest is the bank failures. We know caused by Biden's policies. But before that, we were talking about January 6th and how they lied about that. Before that, we were talking about the Wuhan lab and how they lied about that. Before that, we were talking about the election and election integrity, how they lied about that. Before that, we were talking about classified documents, or somewhere in there we were talking about classified documents, right? Is any of that going to go away? Trust me, it won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge in Amarillo, Texas, is hearing arguments in an attempt to strike down the legality of the drug mifepristone, also known as the abortion pill. and Anti-Abortion Alliance is challenging the FDA's approval of it more than 20 years ago. President Biden's in Las Vegas to talk about lowering the cost of prescription drugs. The plan includes penalties for drug makers that raise their prices faster than the rate of inflation. It announced some penalties today. Wall Street's sell-off is gaining more steam. The Dow has lost nearly 700 points at times today. That's more than 2% of its value. Same story for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Much of that sell-off is rooted in concerns over two banks that closed last week. Now the new CEO of one of them, Silicon Valley Bank, says it's open for business. NBC says Tim Mayopoulos told an all-employee meeting the bank is not going to close. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to say this. We're going to be playing a series of mashups that speak to all the things that the left have told us over a period of time. And I don't know how long they're going to last. We're just going to play them one after the other. So I'm not even going to interrupt. But they're going to be various mashups. We'll try to do them in chronological order. Did we order them? Okay, well, maybe. We're going to try to do them in chronological order. But you'll see, by category, how the media were complicit in trying to sell these fake news narratives. And in every one of these narratives, I want you to understand this. It was being driven by the Democratic Party. Ask yourself as you listen to these, is there any part of this that you can blame Donald Trump on or anything else? And we will begin with them, the media protecting themselves. By the way, folks, this is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Follow our work if you like what you're hearing. Anyway, here we're going to start the matchups. They're going to play until we don't have any more, which we probably have more. I didn't try to dominate the show with them because we were thinking about sprinkling them in here and there. But I want you to hear the litany of lies told about each of these subjects. And I mentioned earlier, inflation, end of democracy, etc. And you tell me your thoughts on whether or not the Democrats have orchestrated the things that we've been talking about.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
That Kavanaugh aided and abetted in the commission of a gang rape.
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet. And he's in his face.
When you start whipping people with, and you want to split hairs between reins and whips.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
Looking ahead to 2020, one reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
A widely held conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
We know the science. We know that masks work.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It is now a pandemic of choice.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID, he says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
I hope you are able to appreciate what you did in your state
and what it means for the rest of the country.
Disturbing video last night showed Jacob Blake, unarmed, being shot by police.
Obviously, we do it overseas against our adversaries, but we don't spy on Americans.
If you want to believe the NSA is reading your favorite TV star's emails, go right ahead. He claims it's true. The NSA denies it, of course.
There is no one more knowledgeable, more decent, more honest, more committed to the interests of America than John Brennan.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
Domestic terrorism seems to be starting to spread virally in the way that we saw that happen overseas with ISIS.
Violence has erupted during anti-lockdown protests.
What you are seeing now, these images came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations.
If only we had a vaccine against BS.
We're not here to spin things or, color things a certain way. We're here to give the people reliable, accurate information on a daily basis. That's why we all come into work every day.
Sore loser, President Trump casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election with no evidence.
I see no evidence of voter fraud.
There have been no irregularities.
Bogus allegations of voting irregularities.
There's no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever.
There is no evidence. This is a fantasy.
And they might be surprised to learn that even after her death, Deborah Jean Christensen still managed to register to vote and then cast a ballot.
In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates.
There are hundreds of reports of our poll watchers being intimidated and unable to do their job.
So 55,000 or 5,000 votes counted against eager Biden.
That's right.
Hey, now, come on, man. I'm going to see if I can get you some, like, a little nice little hand for us.
Says that I fabricated the allegations of ballot tampering. I'm here to say that I did not recant my statements.
To be clear, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. There isn't evidence of little-scale voter fraud. Mr. Blalock was a mailman for 33 years until he passed away in 2006. James Blalock cast a ballot in last week's election.
Republican poll watchers were denied their legal right to monitor the election with poll workers blocking windows and padlocking doors.
They don't have enough GOP people in there, and they won't let us in.
It was clear that Detroit city election workers were scanning and counting ballots for voters whose names did not appear in the voter rolls.
There is, of course, no evidence of any widespread voter fraud of any kind. No evidence. None.
Have you seen any evidence of fraud, any irregularities even, in the vote counting in Pennsylvania?
No, and I think that statement is accurate.
They will not allow us within 30 to 100 feet to supervise the ballots being counted.
I have a citywide watcher certificate.
It is not for this
location.
We're there, supposedly observing, but we can't see. And I will tell you, there is corruption at the highest level in the city of Philadelphia.
Tell us how many ballots approximately went through that process that you had no chance to observe.
About 125,000, maybe more.
If the question is, are the Democrats stealing votes in Philadelphia, my answer is the Pope Catholic?
We need to be very clear and precise about this. There is no evidence at all.
Actually, there is none. There's no evidence.
There's no evidence of that.
Absolutely no evidence.
Kirk Hartle said he was surprised when he found out his wife, who died in 2017, had sent in a mail-in ballot.
I was surprised because she passed away 3 years ago.
What about Linda Kessler of Nicholson, Georgia? Linda Kessler died in 2003.
And they mailed out the ballot, and somebody took my ballot.
I personally dealt with Ms. Stokes. We reviewed the ballot, and in our opinion, it's her signature.
There's no evidence of voter fraud.
The lack of any significant irregularities anywhere.
We have received over 100 incident reports of irregularities.
On your screen right now, you will see the names of other deceased voters. As of tonight, there aren't enough of them to alter the outcome. That could change as we learn more. But for the moment, the point is, they exist. They are dead, but they voted anyway.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022,
That is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
And this protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy. If not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
We could have a Trump presidency, and that would, in my opinion, be the end of democracy in this country.
I think that could be the end of our democracy, not to be too, pointed about it.
Hillary Clinton said a couple of weeks ago that if he runs and wins, that could be the end of our democracy. Do you share that fear?
I do.
Are you going to stand by and watch this man destroy the democracy?
I hope he will be beaten, or else it's the end of democracy as we know it.
That'll be the end of democracy as we know it.
It's the end of democracy.
That is a recipe for the end of democracy.
The country is at risk as long as one of our two major parties is so committed to destroying our democracy.
January 6th. Is what it was a potential end of our democracy.
It would essentially mean the end of democracy in the United States of America, and that is not hyperbole.
This is democracy at stake.
We are at a defining moment in our democracy, and if we don't have voting rights, I don't know that we have a democracy.
In Georgia, they are trying to destroy democracy.
A systematic effort to dismantle democracy, not just voter suppression, but subversion. We don't like who you voted for, so we're just going to give it to the other guy. This is the end of democracy in America. This is the beginning of the South Africa strategy.
If he had won, it would have been the end of this country. It would have been the end of democracy. And I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
Folks, that's only a handful of the lies, and we haven't even gotten into what the Bidens have actually done. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The last segment, we played a series of mashups that had to do with various elements of the lies that you've been told over the years.
We began with the media lie that they weren't fake news. And then we went on to show you that they were nothing but fake news and propaganda. No voter fraud. No, the end of democracy if Trump wins, right? No vaccine mandates. I ask you, where do you stand on these? It's unbelievable that we allow... I told you, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a brilliant thinker, a logistician, or anything to understand with common sense. These people tell you one thing and do exactly the opposite. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Couple more mashups. We'll finish out this segment. I promise you next hour, we're going to dig into the Bidens like you... And there's SARS. There's suspicious activity reports. Everything about them. And as you contemplate what I'm going to present in the next hour, I want you to understand this section where I told you all they do is lie. Joe Biden said, let them pull the data from SARS. It's not going to be anything. Lie. A lie from the mouth of the big guy. Here's a couple more mashups.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer. Making a Difference, brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start, brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front, brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary, a transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way.
It's highly unlikely that there's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said in part most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
That is hilarious. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation.
President Biden this afternoon saying he thinks we're at the peak of the crisis right now and that lower prices are on the way.
The inflation has everything to do with the supply chain.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts.
Ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
President Trump and his top aides have been routinely ignoring the truth and pushing phony conspiracy theories.
The president seems to be saying that this was a case of entrapment, that Michael Flynn was essentially pressured into lying. What is your response?
I think that's hogwash.
You know, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories about how he was entrapped.
The FBI agent didn't do anything wrong here, so I think that's important because there are a lot of sort of conspiracy theories.
They all work together, and, you know, the Fox News people in the White House fuel these sort of rumors.
Do they send these around with fax machines? They come up with these conspiracy theories and they send them around with fax machines.
They should just knock it off and realize that their ridiculous conspiracy theories are going to be knocked down.
Stop. Stop with the conspiracy theories.
So I think that loud sound you heard at about 12:30 Eastern was the sound of 10,000 conspiracy theories by the Trump defenders exploding.
The sound you hear is a million conspiracy theories exploding.
I could call them the Trumpettes. All
over the country. Their heads were blown up.
Here's another conspiracy theory that has been blown to bits.
Trump talking points and right-wing media conspiracies demolished.
Poor Michael Flynn. He was duped.
It's so embarrassing.
You know, when wow.
you push all your chips to the middle of the table, yeah. you better be damn sure you got a good hand.
The FBI broke standard protocol in the way that they came in and ambushed General Flynn.
She knew better. Wrong.
The New York Times also advances recent reporting on U.S. intelligence agencies, which we learned this week provided intel in the president's PDB as early as January about the lethal spread of COVID. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories. New York Times reports this, quote, senior Trump administration officials have pushed American spy agencies to hunt for evidence to support an unsubstantiated theory that a government lab in Wuhan, China was the origin of the coronavirus outbreak. That's according to current and former American officials.
How it may have spread from bats to humans continues to be a subject of investigation.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame. A Chinese official tweeting, it might be U.S. Army who brought the epidemic to Wuhan. But to find the real source of this pandemic, it's best to leave it to science. CNN has spoken to a half dozen virus hunters who right now say anyone who claims they know the exact source of the novel coronavirus is guessing.
It's also pushing U.S. intelligence to find evidence for this theory that the virus was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan. That's his new angle to feed the wingnuts, to treat this virus like it was a conspiracy of some kind.
And yet, this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that is simply not true. On Thursday, the intelligence community released a rare statement saying they agree with the scientific consensus that the virus was not man-made.
And even yesterday, you saw some of his supporters, some people on the internet, starting to suggest that it was like a bioweapon, which of course, nobody said that. The president never even said that. Just said it may have come out of a lab by mistake. But again, he can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in on health cures that end up being bad for Americans. He can't sit back and let his own intel community do their jobs. He's always got to go out. He's got to speculate. He's got to make things worse.
So let's stop there for just a bit. Folks, Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You'll notice in a lot of those clips, those mashups, you'll hear Trump's intelligence community, Trump's intelligence community, Trump's intelligence community. They wanted it to be owned by Trump, the intelligence community. It isn't Trump's intelligence community. It's the intelligence community. That's not owned by anybody. It's not Biden's intelligence community. It is, technically, because it is the Democrats' intelligence community. But the fact is, if we had a real justice system, it isn't Trump's justice system. It isn't Trump's tax system. It's the government. And you could say, well, during the time of Trump, but if you want to tell me Trump owned the justice system, you're out of your mind. But here's what Chuck Schumer, I want to remind you what he said about the justice system.
This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying. The president-elect's latest unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Welcome back. Every time I hear that clip, you know what I think to myself? How dare you? They have six many ways of getting back at you? Getting back at you for what? asking them questions, holding them accountable? Isn't that what government is supposed to do? Have a series of checks and balances? That is a threat by Chuck Schumer. It's almost he's saying, we know they'll get him. All we got to do is wait it out. And that's what they did.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.